Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey, before we get started today, just a reminder that we, the Plumbing Boys, are currently doing a four-part live stream of the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin D&D with Stupid Old Studios. That's right, we've teamed up with our good friend and worst enemy, Adam Carnevale, to explore the fantasy world that is Dungeons & Dragons and to hopefully prove once and for all that beating D&D, it's not even that hard. Smart decisions are there for losers, and being strong and handsome can overcome any challenge Adam throws at us. Tickets and more information are available at sospresents.com. And before you interrupt me and say, "Hey Joel Dusha, I just looked at the dates, and I'm stupid and dumb and an idiot, and even though I had every intention of buying a season pass to this event, I haven't, and now I've missed it. What can I do?" Well, great news, fuckwit. It's also on video on demand. You can relive our previous glories whenever you want and as much as you want. Look, your call. I mean, we've really thought of it all. So head to sospresents.com for dates, times, and ticket info. And I'll see you online.
Hey everybody, I'm Jackson Bailey, and welcome to another episode of... Shut up a second, that's not how the intro goes, but who gives a shit?
Yes,
I'm Jack. No, I gotta say, hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Cass.
Yeah. I'm Adam, and today's topic is this right here.
I missed this, by which I mean I didn't.
Fuck, I was laughing maniacally a moment ago at the idea of this topic.
Okay, please.
So all that right. Was planned. Sorry, you've brought this to the table and now we're expected to believe you planned.
You planned.
I can't believe
this
you
right
are mocking
here.
This right here.
Oh no, that's fair. That's
yeah, all. That's right.
Well,
don't you feel foolish now?
Elucidate us. This right here. Do you mean the present moment?
Of course I mean everything that this right here could possibly represent. This is shut up a second.
Well, for you guys, this right here surely is your cards.
Yeah, that's true. This right here. Yeah. This right here. When do you...
What's Cass's equivalent of this right here?
I'm holding myself.
Oh, can I say really quickly? So last night I was having trouble getting to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like tossing and turning. I was trying to listen to, I don't know, like relaxing, calming things or whatever. And I discovered that... what I needed was to hug a pillow.
Aww, that's nice.
I put a pillow next to me and I hugged it.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. I sleep on a queen bed,
yeah.
Rag.
Yeah. Okay. Impressive.
So I have four pillows.
Yeah.
And what I did was I used two pillows to rest my head, and then I put the other two pillows on either side.
Whoa.
Of me. So I could go to one side, hug, and then if I flipped over to my other side, I could hug the other.
Absolute
pillow,
what a pillow harem.
Yeah. What a setup.
What a start.
So you have four pillows?
Yeah, I have four pillows.
That's
heaps of pillows.
Typically, I like to arrange them in a U shape.
Yeah.
So I'll have two pillows going the breadth of my bed.
But that means the center is pillow crack.
Yes. What? Wait, hang on. Draw it.
All right. Yeah, perfect for this show.
Yeah.
No. All right.
Arts and crafts is a integral...
I've got a fucking deck of cards here, my friend.
It's a historic part of Shut Up a Second is the arts and crafts section.
So imagine this here pen.
Okay. Imagine
this pen is me.
Okay.
All right. I'm lying in my bed.
Okay.
And then I've got... two pillows that span the breadth of
okay,
the bed.
Sure.
Why are you saying breadth?
Because that's the word.
It's the breadth.
Okay.
I got two pillows.
There's breadth and length.
Yeah, but you don't need We don't need to see this.
Well, yes, I do, Cass.
It's length, if it's a regular one. It's breath for bed. Bed, breath.
Okay, bed and breakfast. So
it's rare that I get to throw this much hot bullshit.
So just for the folks at home, imagine where you would usually put pillows on a bed. Correct, finished.
Well, that's where two pillows go.
Yeah.
So then I have the other two pillows. So I'll have the bottom pillows and the top pillows. Yeah. The bottom pillows, just because of the bed sheets I always have, are white and slightly softer.
Okay.
I consider them, I don't know if it's a psychosomatic thing, but they are the soft underbelly of my pillows.
Okay,
so
sure.
I got the soft pillows on the bottom.
For your head, yes.
Then I've got the top harder pillows, which my one has like a lattice sort of thing. They got like bumpy texture
And
it fucking rules. God, I love just touching the top pillows. Anyway.
Okay.
They will sit lengthwise.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that they are not parallel.
Perpendicular.
Perpendicular. No. Yeah, perpendicular.
Yeah.
Perpendicular to the regular pillows. And then I would typically lie the top part of my body on top of that pillow, curling my arm underneath both pillows. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's good.
Wild.
But what I did last night was I had the two pillows, two under pillows, stacked one on top of the other.
Okay.
And then I had the two under pillows stacked one on top of the other, on which I lay my head.
Sure.
And then the two textured top pillows either side of me, and I would roll backwards.
That's wild.
So you always set up sort of a prison pillow.
Prison prillow situation.
Yes. I'm always surrounded by pillows in a prison formation. I am either in the yard or in solitary, as I did last night.
Can I? And I know that we recently-ish, the episode came out recently where I discussed my bed situation, so I won't go into it too much, but I just like to demonstrate it with cards.
Yes, please.
That's not, oh my God.
Okay, head here on this pillow. This is the bed.
Okay, right. Imagine where you would usually put a pillow.
No, it's in the direct center of the bed.
Yeah, Jack was in the
direct center top. Okay. Uh-huh. Then we have another pillow here, off the bed. Okay. And then we have another pillow here on the floor, and that's my situation.
I'm shocked there's a pillow at all, because I know you sometimes like to sleep without.
Well, Cass sleeps with no pillow, which is crazy.
Yep, I have very hard pillow, which is great for supporting the laptop, and a softer pillow, because it would look weird to have a king flex with just one pillow. What if someone stays and they want a pillow?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I want to get an emperor.
Whoa.
It's like a custom one I think you can get that is one size bigger than the biggest king that you can get.
That's insane.
It sounds like it would be too hard to get nice sheets.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, yeah, it'd be impossible, but big bed.
I don't know if I appreciate how big my bed is.
I definitely do. I roam.
Yeah,
I do.
You're a traveler.
I like to be somewhere
nomadic
fresh.
Sort. No, see, not me. I sleep in the same section
on
my bed to the point where it sometimes I'm too embedded, and then I roll off onto the other side of the bed, and I'm like, wow, that is a difference in elevation, and it upsets me. And then I can't sleep, I try and sleep in the middle, and I just roll in.
You could sleep in a single. That's crazy.
Well, I could, and I think I'd be fine, but also I don't want to sleep in a single.
Well, yeah, no one wants to sleep in a single.
I don't
want to
be that guy.
Sorry, people who sleep in a single, but...
Yeah, you don't need
bigger is better. That's why emperor.
Yeah. Do you reckon we can fix the bed? Do you reckon we could redesign it? Like, what would be your perfect bed? No rules.
Perfect bed, no rules.
Perfect bed, no rules.
No, I've thought about this. So, as an alternative sleeping thing, sort of like a sack that is like...
Oh, yes!
So it's like a sack that you'd like sort of sit into, but the idea is that it's filled with so much goose down.
Oh my God, yes.
That you like get in so...
Does the sack have any supporting? Does it have a frame?
Do you just hang in the sack like so many potatoes?
Is it a hammock? Okay. Are you describing a hammock?
No, because is it like a potato sack hooked onto the back of a door?
Okay, when I imagine it, I will admit that the image that pops in my head is akin to like a gumnut baby sleeping in a cocoon.
You want a beanbag?
Okay, it's similar to a beanbag. I will eat the bag.
Yes!
But,
eat shit!
But it's a beanbag you get in.
Yeah, so I know...
You used beanbag in the description,
you
Jackson.
You don't get in a beanbag, you get on a beanbag.
Yeah.
But you just used a beanbag as a descriptive term to get there.
I said it's like a beanbag.
So did I!
So imagine it's... Okay, I'll concede it's approximately beanbag shaped.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay? So there
no support structure, just the bag.
Yes, but the support structure is how fluffy it is. Oh. So imagine that the outside, like there's the outside fabric and then the inside. So you're not just sitting in feathers, you're sitting in something that has so much fabric wrapping around so many pockets of goose down.
Yeah.
Or duck down, I'm not fussy. Mm-hmm. That nice. You get in and you don't feel like, you feel like you can almost like not sink to the bottom. So maybe there would need to be some support in there, like some foam around the base.
Something I don't understand. Is it horizontal or vertical?
No, you're hanging. So you slip into it.
Single anchor hammock. Yes,
yeah. Yep. On. Single anchor hammock. And there's almost like, you can almost like pull a drawstring at the top. So you from the neck down, or like for me, it would be like mouth down.
Yeah. Wait, are you going head first?
No, no, no. So I sit in it. I've slipped into it. In my brain, I'm also like, I've got a little cap on.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
For sleeping. And
yeah.
I sort of pull the drawstring around the top so that from like middle of my mouth-ish down, I am encapsulated in down.
Okay.
I can't sleep like that. I don't think I could.
Oh, no, I don't think I could either.
No, I'm actually going to tell you I can't sleep like that.
Because wouldn't you cramp up?
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking. I'd be sitting like this, right? Like a little gum nut.
You'd be
I'm like, rotating.
It's incredibly soft, but you're feeling pressure from all directions.
Yeah, and I can't lie down. Can I pitch you my bed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's two versions. Okay. No. Both of them are begin life.
I already hate and love this.
So both of them begin life as a seat. Okay. You can take the car seat or the plane seat option.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Hear me out.
Okay.
Right. The way these beds are intended to be used is that you get in maybe 2 hours before you want to go to bed and you try to sleep in the plane seat.
So you start off with planned failure.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, kind of. And then as you're trying to sleep in the plane seat and you're uncomfortable and you've been there for 2 hours and you really want to go to bed, then you can press a button that turns it into an actual bed. And we're trying to get, like, you know when you're on a plane and you're like...
How big is it? Single? You're saying plane single, or plane seat. All right.
You know when you're on a plane and you're like, I'm so uncomfortable. If only my third class seat could become a full-on bed. That's what we're trying to capture. And the same with the car seat.
So you're pretty much going on the principle that we need pain to experience joy.
Yeah.
Why are you describing it like an airplane or a car seat? Are you putting them in airplanes and cars?
No.
No.
No, in your bedroom.
Okay.
So what Jackson wants is the feeling of relief.
Yes, and then you're I'm off to bed.
Oh, man, for both of you, how would you share a bed with a second person?
You don't.
Yeah, you can get a second seat that goes next to the first one.
Mine, no. You get a little hammock next to them and maybe you can just like snuggle each other's faces. I love mine.
You can't have your head hanging out of that. It's unsupported.
You don't have it hanging out. You just have it.
How are you imagining this hanging?
Well, I'm imagining it's hanging and it's like a ball or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then how is... All right, so describe for me how two people get close in these.
Two sacks close together. They have the same anchor point.
Well, then you can't be like head to head though. Oh, well, I guess you could be like facing out.
Testicles
but like
do
your
that.
Bodies are touching
testicles
before your head.
Testicles do that, Adam. Sorry? She's right about testicles.
But it's goose down, so if you're pushing against each other, then it's just soft and then you can sort of feel the other person and then your heads can touch.
So, I don't think your heads can touch in that configuration.
I reckon they can. Hang on. I'm just trying to draw what I imagine gas is looking like, and then you've got the person sitting.
I think you just need to imagine, like, the natural miracle of testicles.
Is that what it looks like inside?
Okay, Jackson has drawn a person in a sack that you would hold money in. No.
It's going to naturally bulge at the middle where your head is not.
Yeah, well, maybe you don't do the drawstring so tight and you sort of lean in.
Okay.
That's just...
Cass, does it help if I put the money symbol on it? Like you just rub your bank and you're like, I wish I had a bed. And you throw all your money out and get in your money sack.
Jackson's one also sounds... obviously, this is personal preference because Jackson's one probably would work for him. But I couldn't sleep in that bed either because I like to travel.
All right, Goldilocks. Tell us your bed.
Which one's
Goldilocks,
just
the famous traveler?
No, because one bed wasn't good enough. Another bed wasn't good. Mama bear, too Papa hard, bear, baby
too soft.
Bear.
I'm thinking communal bed. I'm thinking big. All right. I like a circle configuration, but square might work. I don't know. I'm still tossing it up.
Well, what about circle configuration and in the middle is a big humidifier?
Why am I adding a humidifier?
It's nice.
Say, no, Adam, I want to hear.
All right, so a heater in the center sounds nice, but a heater in the center, All right, look. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I can't decide if I like circular or square better. Either way, it has like a lip to it. So it doubles as seat.
Oh.
So you can be sitting up against it with multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
One big blanket goes in the center. Blanket big enough to more than cover the bed so that anyone can pull or twist or whatever. There's a bit of space.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you got to be reasonable.
Yeah.
There's only so much room.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, pillows. So if you want to sit, you can sit up, but you can also lie back down. You have to move. The bed doesn't move.
Yeah.
But you can lie down and you can go to bed. And I'm thinking heater in the center sounds good.
Yeah, sounds nice. Are
you... Humidifier is weird, but heater
humidifier
sounds
humidifier makes
nice.
It lovely pss, 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 pss,
are
noise.
Are you just wanting to have a sleepover in a padded room?
Yeah.
I would describe it not unlike a padded room.
Sleeping is a solitary event.
Well, maybe for you.
I couldn't sleep in a big communal. It's too much body. It's too hot.
I could do that bed either alone or in a group.
Alone,
in
I
a,
like.
Alone is incredible because how much room will I have? Yeah. I'll be able to travel and then some. I'll be going to fucking space in that bed.
What I like about that bed as well is imagining the donut-shaped doona. That you would
need
for it.
Yeah, I know. How good.
That's kind of great.
You can have two blankets as well. So you can have a big heavy doona and a thinner blanket, one on top of the other. So if someone's too hot, they can just stick to the smaller blanket.
Smaller blanket.
Yeah. It's configurable. That's what I like about
it. That is nice.
Does, like when I was younger, my dream was to have a bedroom. So you can open the door and it's bed.
That does sound nice.
Can I hit you with something? So it can't be a room because I want it to split apart.
Oh!
Pardon?
You can, so if it's a circle, you can take out pizza slices. Square is better. Square is better.
Sleeping
and then it's
with my legs over either end of the triangle.
Well, if it's big enough, it doesn't really matter that much.
I suppose.
But anyway, square is better.
What's
square
the function
better.
Of separating them?
Well, if you want to.
So
does it need to have any more reason than that?
I guess that's good. Can we combine? No. Yeah.
Then you fall in the cracks.
Yeah.
Well, that's a regular bed.
Where's the
crack? There's no crack in
what
bed.
What crack in a bed?
What are you talking? Oh, I see what you're saying. No, it like locks together.
There'd still be mattress crack.
Yeah, there'd be mattress crack. You'd slip in mattress crack.
You know, I'm going to slip into a mattress crack. Mattresses are not that soft.
Here's what you do
yes,
instead.
They are.
Yeah, mattresses, you slip in mattress cracks all the
you're
time.
You're not. You ever what slept mattress with- crack are you doing?
Have,
mattresses
have
don't
slipped-
normally have cracks.
No, I have slipped in a mattress crack. My
bullshit.
Friend, yeah, no, my friend and I used to put two single mattresses in between the couches at our house. And you would
lock
have to,
them in?
You would have to step on them to get them in.
Yeah.
Like they only just fit.
Yeah,
how?
I've done the same
what?
Thing. You lock in the two mattresses, they make a double bed, you fall in the mattress crack because you got two mattresses next to each other.
Oh, actually, no, I'm thinking something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What a fucking surprise.
Sorry, when we shoved them in together, you couldn't really go into it, but the middle was uncomfortable, so the join sucked. You didn't fall into the crack. If they weren't like squished in with not enough room for them to literally, you had to like stomp them in.
Yeah.
And if you didn't do that, then you could fall into the mattress crack.
Mattress?
You just design
your whole
it
body
so that
could go in the crack.
If it splits into four, then it's a four-person communal bed.
Just make it out of like a grey goo, so when you reconnect them, they suck to each other and it becomes the one mattress again.
Oh, that sounds unpleasant.
I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around to your circle bed if it's got this grey goo someone's talking about.
Well, look, maybe you could have then, I don't know necessarily how you'd fix mattress crack slipping or
well,
whatever.
I just don't think it needs to separate. But I'm
I want it to separate now.
Okay. Why?
Because I want it to. That's cool.
It is his bed.
Because then you could line it up and have a big TV or something.
Put the TV in the middle.
Why not just make it...
TVs aren't round.
Just make a sphere telly. Just,
no, hang on. If it's big enough, then just... It doesn't matter. If it's big enough, just put a TV in front of it.
But then people are sitting on the mattress crack when you're watching the TV.
I'm saying they should come apart.
Adam wants it. They're coming apart. There's nothing we can do.
Cass, I don't know what you do. They're in production right now.
If you make it big enough,
I've ordered mattress cracks and mattress crack fillers. Then I can sell the mattress crack filler.
You need a mattress crack. You can just make it big enough so that you can just watch TV with the TV.
Cass, that's going to cost my company
you
a lot of money.
You get the sphere television I'm developing.
No!
You can watch Friends and Family Guy from 360
Jackson's
degrees.
Jackson's Spherovision is not going to pan out. I'm letting
Adam,
you know.
Just put the television on the roof.
Oh, no, that
ceiling,
makes sense.
Sorry.
It's upside down.
What?
I mean, like, all right, so imagine the configuration. All right. Yeah. So the TV's above you.
Yes.
And imagine people are sitting in a 360, either obviously a square.
Yeah, some people will be seeing it upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lie down.
No, even if you're lying down.
Yeah, cast.
Face the other way. That's not hard. If there's enough room for everyone
and
to
someone's
be lying
head is
down,
in the middle.
But
no,
my spherovision has stopped causing headaches.
If you're sitting with your head in the middle, it's going to bump up against the humidifier or whatever Jackson insisted we had.
Well, it's a sphere TV now.
I am not having your spherovision bunk put into my beds.
Okay.
Well, what about we just have two projectors?
Uh-huh.
So you can have...
Oh, I see.
So you can have like an upside down one and a right way up one.
What about in the
like
in the middle?
Some
okay.
People sitting to the side.
Again, they can move.
You hate my sphere of vision. Can I offer us an alternative?
No.
Cube of vision.
And yet he continues.
So it's a cube, and each side of the cube shows Law and Order SVU or whatever you're watching.
And surely, it goes around the humidifier. I'm coming on board.
Surely your cube vision is simply the classic four television setup that.
There's one underneath
G&E
and one on
have.
Top, too, though, as well.
One on top and one on the... Well,
why?
Then,
I don't know, in case.
One needs to face the humidifier for some reason. No, because those ones will be at odd angles. The
and
top
as
and bottom one.
Yeah, but as you're watching, all the smoke comes out from the humidifier, so that's pretty cool.
I'm also taking the humidifiers out.
Smoke! Smoke!
Yeah, because you shouldn't have a humidifier all cramped in like that underneath all these televisions.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Jackson, you've been bought out of the company.
Oh, no.
Jackson, that means you're rich
Cass,
now.
Cass, you've been bought in.
Oh, no.
Design a new television for Adam's mad donut bed.
Everyone just brings their own phones.
No.
Everyone just sits in bed glowing and it sucks.
You can do better than that.
Okay. Everyone does a giant spoon train that goes around the circle.
Uh-huh.
And we install televisions on the back of people's heads.
That's nice.
Spherovision was better than this.
Spherovision is back, baby!
It's not back. Spherovision still has some serious R&D to stop the headache issue.
It hurts the human eye to watch. Dogs can watch it. Don't know what that's about. Human eye struggles.
Only dogs can view Spherovision without developing fucking...
Tumors.
Tumors of the mind.
Whoa, the
brain. Not in their brain, tumors of their thoughts.
You notice your dreams become more fungal and growth-y. We don't know what that's about.
We're going to have to amputate his imagination.
We can do that. Oh yeah, we can do that.
We developed that first before the sphere of vision because we anticipated this.
I thought you were about to say we developed that before regular amputation. Imagination. Oh my God, it's like a pair of scissors. It's an in and out. That's a day procedure.
Yeah, it's so easy.
We don't even need to put you under for it. We can give you like a general anesthetic. No, what's it? Local
anesthetic.
Local anesthetic.
Of your mind.
Local anesthetic, none of that foreign stuff. Is that maybe my best joke ever?
It's very good.
I can't wait for you to remember that as you're going under. Like, we're just going to give you a local anesthetic.
You're like,
it's better than that foreign stuff.
I like to imagine with a sphere.
Then they put me under and ship me off somewhere, wherever they're sending me.
Off to war.
That's how I got it.
Tell you what.
That's the new draft. It's scary.
Welcome to war, Adam Cannavale. You got to fight now.
I like to imagine.
Man.
He's your superior general anesthetic.
Oh, man. War? No fallen?
Damn.
That sucks. With my sphere of vision, I like to imagine it's not connected to the box you put it on. You just have to balance it precariously.
I was imagagining it just hovering. To be honest, I think I was imagining, actually, I guess I was kind of thinking of a hologram.
See, I was imagining one big glass ball.
You are imagining a crystal ball. Yeah. I was waiting for you to come around. You've done a little sketch. It's a crystal ball.
It's going to be so warped. Everything's going to have a fisheye lens.
That's why it hurts.
Everything's going to look cool.
Fisheye lens.
Hey, yeah, but imagine trying to watch it from... two angles, it's somehow the same image. That's the power of Spherovision.
And Spherovision? Oh, I see, yeah, because of all the lawsuits, he's changed the name. Yeah.
Ballavision, Globavision, I gotta keep changing it.
You keep Spherovision and try and promote Spheromones.
Jackson's idea is to flood the court system with so many names that they can't keep up.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, Shut Up a Second is smooth as a summer breeze, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like Maybe You Wish Adam Could Take His Sweet, Sweet Revenge on Jackson and Cass for constantly bullying him, possibly in the form of a tabletop role-playing, possibly Gary Gygax's Dungeons & Dragons. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D's for Nerds, our real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
It's funny because the cube one worked, but here we are, I guess.
The cube one worked until everyone in Adam's bed poked out one of their eyes.
The cube one worked until we installed it on a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
Or a humidifier.
Well, I guess we're making jerky and sun-dried tomatoes.
Humidifiers also, some people I think need them to breathe, or is that a dehumidifier?
I think it's a dehumidifier, which
surely
is almost definitely...
some people got it the other way.
Yeah,
people got it one way, someone else has got it the other, you know?
I'm pretty sure as a kid I used a humidifier because I had asthma when I was a ween.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when now, look, okay, a year or so ago, I lived in a house where the landlord said that no one else had complained about how bad the heating was, which means it was our problem, and my pillow grew mold.
Oh, so that's bad.
I needed a dehumidifier because the house had no ventilation that was proper. Well, it had ventilation that led directly from the outside to the inside, which meant we got condensation on the ceiling that dripped.
Your room in that house as well also did not have direct access to the outside. It went through another room.
It did. They had clearly put an extension on the house where my room would have been the end of the house with an outside window, but instead I had a window where I would lift up the window and see the lounge, which was great because once my housemate and their partner were watching a... like YouTube videos, and I had fallen asleep but forgotten to shut my blinds.
Yeah.
So I ended up just sort of like putting my chin up against the window and watching Bon Appetit Tet's Kitchen with them, but they didn't know.
Oh, that's so funny. That's the most wholesome peeping Tom there is.
Eventually one of them got up and they're like, oh. I'm like, hi. Like this.
Did you ever, like, if I was in such a situation, I would absolutely every day have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Open the window into my lounge room.
Beautiful morning.
When quarantine started, one of my housemates was working in the lounge as their work from home, and sometimes I would forget to shut the blinds at night.
Yeah.
So they would be at their desk having worked for hours with meetings, and I would wake up and just sort of sit up in bed and be like, morning! She would turn around from her work desk in professional gear on Zoom calls, and there's me with my fringe stuck straight up in the air.
Oh, like, that's so good. Hello.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, before that's 12 nice. Today.
No, good it's me. You. Me being proud of her doing such good work while I was
She was also proud of you.
Yeah, pride goes both ways.
A sleeping angel.
Hey, out of you, I've been thinking about it since we brought it up.
Yeah.
The mama bear, papa bear, baby bear situation. Uh-huh. Which one do you want? Which ones, if you had to steal the bed, food, and chair of Mama Bear, Papa Bear, or Baby Bear?
No, no, you're asking a question that is...
Did she do bed and
bed
chair?
And breakfast.
Yeah.
And chair.
Bed, chair, and breakfast.
Yep.
Goldilocks wakes up one morning, She hungry.
Oh, she did do bed and breakfast, but in the wrong order.
Breakfast
she,
and bed.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, because you know how big bears are, so the porridge was completely, like, nutritionally wrong. It probably was too carb-loaded and she had absolutely. To have a sleep. But the whole, like, her interpretation, when we see the story
absolutely.
Of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, it is all uniquely... her descriptions are based around her own preferences.
I see what you mean.
So she says they're too hard, too soft, just right.
We see Goldilocks and the Three Bears through the optics of Goldilocks.
Exactly.
I thought you were
Thank
about
you.
To launch into a breakfast club. We see Goldilocks only as we want to see her.
A big bear. You're asking, a mama bear.
You're asking a question of would you prefer her bed to be too hard, too soft, or just right? Jackson...
Too hot.
It's very funny that you said that because I immediately had my answer and it was too hot for the food. Because in my mind I was like, well,
Goldilocks is a little bitch. So.
No, not even. In my mind I was like, well, if it's too cold, I got to reheat it. But if it's too hot, I can just wait.
Yeah, you can let it cool down.
Why
yeah.
not just run?
No, because well, it's baby that, bears. It's a smaller portion.
I literally brought this up because I was pointing out how stupid I was to not pick the just right one.
No, Jackson makes a good point. You don't want a baby's food.
None of baby bear's stuff is good. That chair is tiny. The food is tiny. And the bed is designed for a baby bear.
I think I only want a little bit of porridge. I've never eaten a lot. Maybe baby bear's porridge amount is
perfect
for me.
I don't really like porridge at all. So I probably skip breakfast.
I'm not a big fan of porridge either. Yeah. Have you ever had oats and yogurt for breakfast?
No.
Oats?
Yes.
Oats, Greek. All right, Jack. You sounded skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Oats, Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
A bit of fruit and some honey. Ooh. I promise you, it is very good.
That does sound good.
Can I offer up an alternative?
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So long as you don't add too much honey or fruit.
Yeah.
I'm going to offer up an alternative, which is something I used to have for dessert and breakfast.
Okay.
So.
Great beginning.
Ice cream.
Oh, actually, yeah. For a while, what I would do is like you get vanilla ice cream, and you know when you start mixing vanilla ice cream, it gets a bit soft.
Yeah.
So what you do is you'd make toast, and then as the toast is about to pop, you just pour cinnamon into vanilla ice cream, mix it up, and as soon as the toast has popped, you spread vanilla ice cream onto the toast, and you have to eat it really fast. But it is so good.
That sounds amazing.
Can I hit you up with something that I do to my ice cream, or not so much anymore, but that I did to my ice cream?
Yeah,
on the same level of. I don't think we've talked about this on the show, but how I used to eat corn and mashed potatoes. Let me tell you how I eat my ice cream.
What a noise.
You need to say how you eat corn and mashed potatoes.
All right, I'll get into that in a sec. So the way I eat ice cream, and I get this from my mom, is what I'll do is, if say, this is I used to do this as a kid, so I'd have the classic kid flavors, the Neapolitan flavors. Of chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Yeah.
I get the chocolate, I get the vanilla, I get the strawberry, I get all three. Put some chocolate sauce or some strawberry sauce, whatever sauce I'm having. Then I start with my spoon stabbing into the ice cream, making like little chopping
divots.
It up or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I start stirring it and stirring it and stirring it until you get that like
brown,
soft
gray,
serve. Yeah, soft serve thing. And I eat it like that.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's kind of how I do it. I just stir it all together and then eat the soup or whatever.
It's good. How good's the soup?
I don't really like ice cream.
That's how I do my yogurt.
I love ice cream.
Yeah.
Doesn't the yogurt just kind of come like that?
No, because what I do is I go like yogurt. I go biodynamic instead of Greek because Greek is too tart, but sweetened is gross.
Yeah, sure.
So,
yes.
Yogurt. Frozen raspberries.
Yeah.
Hang on. There's an order. So yogurt, and then you mix in Dutch cocoa powder.
Great.
Which is better than regular.
You love some Dutch cocoa powder.
I love it.
Dutch cocoa powder and honey, and you mix together until it's like, you know, mixed.
Yeah, that, yeah.
And then you pour in frozen raspberries, but like a fuck ton.
Damn,
and you crush it up.
Mm.
And because frozen raspberries will break off into all the little individual
shard
things of raspberry. And then you can like fold it together and it becomes like ice cream consistency because the raspberries freeze the yogurt.
That's cool.
It's like having ice cream for breakfast. It's chocolatey. It's delicious.
I keep thinking about adding little bacon bits to yogurt. I reckon that'd be nice. To Greek yogurt? No.
I see it.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. It's a good combination.
You need honey or maple syrup.
Yeah, But I think that'd be a nice mixture.
Hey, Adam, want to tell us about your sin?
hang on. There was something else that... Oh, what? How... All right, so I don't know where to find it, and I don't think like just a regular supermarket sells it. You know how you can get tonic water?
Yeah.
And tonic water has like, they sneak fucking sugar into it.
Yeah.
They don't sneak it, Adam.
Well, All right. I didn't realize how unhealthy tonic water was. I thought it was at least okay, but it's not even okay. Tonic water, just bad. All right, Cass, I'm so fucking sorry. So anyway, you can get it without the sugar, but it's got a different name. I forget what that name is.
I don't know.
D-something.
Desalinated.
Deionized or something. Yeah, well, if you don't know the name of it, I was going to ask if either of you know where to get it.
I'm sorry, no, man. I'm There's a fancy supermarket near my house, maybe. Yeah. But what's that based on, really? Yeah. You know, absolutely nothing.
Anyway, yeah, so if so my family, my mom had like a set of standard different dishes that she would do, and one of the standard dishes, if she just didn't have time or whatever, she just needed to throw something together, it would be like schnitzel, like a vegetable, a salad.
Yeah.
It was like vegetable mix, put
a lot of veggies together for who knows why. A medley,
A vegetable medley or a salad, if you will. Mashed potato, and then maybe something else, like the mystery factor. Sometimes the mystery factor could be like pickled string beans.
Oh,
I forget.
Cool.
A bunch of different things. One of them is corn.
Yes, okay.
My mom will sometimes do corn. And if I get corn and mashed potatoes on my plate, what I do is if the corn comes on the cob, I will cut the kernels off.
So,
or if it just comes as kernels, then that's fine or whatever.
Either way, no issue.
Yeah. I get it just down to the kernels. And then I will eat everything else off the plate until I have just mashed potatoes and just corn. And I still do this sometimes today. I will mix them both together. So the corn is in the mashed potatoes. I will add sauce until it's all like a tomato sauce or ketchup, if you will, depending on where you live, until it is like a pinky consistency.
Gosh.
Pinky color, sorry, not consistency. I will shape it into a like a cake shape, and then with a knife, I will cut slices out of it and feed myself those slices.
The craziest thing about this story, like I've heard it twice now, is that up until it becomes a cake, it's just like, you're like, oh, that's an intriguing way to eat your food. Then it becomes a cake and you're like, we are in on the other side.
See,
welcome to the deep end of strange ways to eat food.
See, the start where it's like I'm mixing things together and it turns pink, I'm like,
ugh. Oh, it's foul. It doesn't sound good, but I get it.
No, see, I understand the cake slicing.
But
everything up until where it becomes a cake, I am not on board. No, I want
do you want to try it sometime?
Oh my God, no.
Look, how about we put the call out to people?
All right.
Make this for yourself.
Yeah.
And send us photographs. Mm-hmm. We'll send a prize to the best one. Why not?
That's powerful. All right, hell yeah.
I'm making the claim.
Fuck yeah, let's do that.
We'll send a prize to the best tomato sauce, mashed potato, and corn cake. I think what upsets me about Adam's corn cake is that no other food do I change what the form of the food is in eating it. Nobody gives me something and I'm like, this would make a delicious cheesecake. You know what I mean? It's just...
But mashed potato, you already are doing that. No, but mashed potato... You're scooping it up.
It's not a cake. It's just a
But it doesn't
mash.
Become... All that happens is that he uses a knife to serve it instead of a fork.
Yeah, but I imagine by forming it together with the corn...
Oh, no, I use both. The knife cuts it, the fork picks it up and puts it in my mouth.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful, Cass.
Oh.
It's terrible food alchemy and I have no part of it.
No, you know what? When it's a cake and you're slicing it and eating it, I'm about that.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't use a fork, I would use a knife the whole time. But we can agree to disagree on that point.
Actually, I don't remember now what I historically used.
For historical accuracy. Okay, for historical accuracy, you can choose whether you use a fork or... Not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Knife must be involved.
What we want is a photo of the resulting mash corn cake.
It should be like a
with a slice taken out so we know you've eaten it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of salmon-y.
And if you want to hit us with a review of your own, sauce cake.
Just so people are aware, when I say tomato sauce, if you might know this better as ketchup.
Yeah.
If you put actual, like, pasta sauce in, I cannot guarantee the results.
No. But I'm very excited to see what you guys come up with. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Goodbye. This is what it is. Whatever the fuck today's topic
was. This right here.
This right here. Baby. Baby.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.